Last year, Oak Bay's Crime Severity Index, CSI, score dropped to its lowest since 2020, following a two-year increase. Used to measure both the volume and severity of police-reported crime in an area, the Statistics Canada metric addresses the limitations of the conventional crime rate, which simply calculates the number of crimes for every 100,000 people. In 2024, the district's CSI hit 23.63, down by 22.95% from the year before. Oak Bay logged its highest CSI over the last 5 years, 30.67 in 2023. The district saw 18.16 and 26.01 violent and nonviolent crime severity indexes last year, both of which factor into the district's CSI. These metrics dropped by 35.6 and 18.49% between 2023 and 2024, respectively. With a 37.19 score last year, Saanich also saw its CSI reach a five-year low. Central Saanich, Sydney and North Saanich logged 25.50, 58.79 and 35.59 CSI scores in 2024, respectively. Though Victoria's CSI decreased by 10.5% last year, affected primarily by a 17.5% dip in its nonviolent crime severity index, the Victoria Police Department, which also oversees Esquimalt, logged the highest CSI of municipal police departments province-wide. Our downtown core sees a high level of activity, and this concentration of activity influences our overall crime statistics compared to other municipalities, VICPD said in a news release. BC saw its CSI hit 92.98 last year, the lowest it has been since 2020. Among the provinces and territories, BC logged the seventh highest score, while Northwest Territories' 526.92 CSI took the top spot. Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Nina Krieger called the province's 2024 results encouraging. This progress reflects the continued efforts by the BC government, First Nations and local governments, police services, community organizations and businesses to work together to build safer communities, she said in a news release. We are seeing the positive impacts of new provincial programs to strengthen public safety, such as expanded integrated response teams and targeted enforcement against repeat violent offenders and organized crime. For example, in British Columbia, violent firearm offenses dropped by 20%, homicides dropped 24%, robbery dropped by 8% and mischief dropped by 4%. Krieger, however, acknowledged, "There are specific areas where we need to renew our focus. There is much more to do and we're going to keep working hard to make sure people in British Columbia can build a good life in safe, healthy communities," she added. Canada's CSI dropped by 4.08% to 77.89 in 2024, following a three-year increase. The Oak Bay Police Department was approached for comment.